Hiya, welcome for coming in. Can you just say what your job role is?
My role is I'm an early years practitioner, teaching assistant in a reception class.
And how did you kind of get into that role?
How did I get into this role? It's a long story. It started around, 2008. I was debating a career in business and I did some work experience. My mum suggested I had long holidays, so I did some voluntary work at my sister's school. And I came back at the end of every day and I had a smile on my face. So the teachers there, as well as my parents, suggested that I should consider this as a career path. And here I am today. I've had multiple roles along the way. I've worked in nurseries across Cambridgeshire and Essex, as well as Hertfordshire, in a number of preschool settings, day nurseries, school, early years, environments. About a year ago, I took 6 months off. I say 6 months off in a very loose term. I went to teach English in Italy for 6 months. This opened my eyes to something a bit broader, and basically, from there, it's given me a more direction that I wanted to go into a teaching path, and therefore, I'm in my current role today as a teaching assistant working within a reception class.
Great.
That's a bit of an abridged story, but yeah, we'll go on from there.
Very good. And what did you kind of see your future career as at 15?
I always thought a career path was based on the fact of making money and being driven towards a business side of things. My father owns a telecommunications business, so there was no pressure from him to follow in his footsteps. But I knew that was something I could go back to if I ever struggled. Having done the work experience, from an early age, I had a younger sister, so she had friends coming around the house on a regular basis, and through the work experience I did within the school, aged about 15, 16, it kind of gave me a focused direction of where I needed to be.
In terms of the route, what kind of route have you taken in terms of training and qualifications?
I didn't achieve the best grades at school. I'm not a typical academic. I'm dyslexic, dyspraxic. I've been misdiagnosed on numerous occasions, but I've finally come out as dyspraxic of just of recent. I did a level two course following leaving school in 2008, and I did that for an initial year, and then after doing that, I got the grades to go on and do a 2 year level three course based at Cambridge Regional College. And then I took a bit of a backseat from the training side of things and thought I need to gain as much practical experience, and that will live, I'd be able to offer more in years to come. This comes to building all that experience in place. It comes to this September, late August. I was a bit late to apply, but I decided to take on my foundation degree, and that's what I'm currently doing.
Great. And what do you think are the best parts of your job?
I think the humour the children offer on a day-to-day basis, I think it keeps you engaged and it keeps you wanting to facilitate learning, building on their interests. I think, yeah, the best part of it is their sense of humour, and I think the relationships you establish with both parents, positive relationships, working with parents, and their general support that is enables you to grow and to have the support of your colleagues as well.
Great. And what do you kind of see as the benefits for you and for the children?
I feel I offer, it's hard to sell yourself. I feel I offer a good, what is a positive role model? I feel I offer to be a calming influence upon the children, to break down the gender divide and to establish... Sorry, mine's gone blank. Sorry, could you...
Yeah, so what do you see as the benefits for you and for the children?
For me, on a day-to-day basis, I believe in the importance of effective communication between, you know, me and my colleagues, and, you know, sharing the children's voice and making sure that they're at the heart of it. I was talking to some colleagues earlier and about having those dark days where you think I'm on my own, but actually coming back and focusing on what the children have said to you, their voice, and enhancing their voice in establishing better working practice.
Great, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
That's great. Thanks for coming in.